We're joined now by another man who I first met, so to speak, on the airwaves on the Saturday during the emergency when 774 ABC Melbourne was, as the emergency broadcaster, taking calls from people in the fire-affected communities while the fire was going through. I took a call on Saturday late in the evening, or maybe it wasn't that late, I can't remember anymore, from Peter from Kinglake.
The whole of Kinglake is ablaze, mate. I live a couple of k's out of town and I heard explosions. I just went to the end of my road to see what was going on, and by the time I got to the road there were fires everywhere, and I just bolted back, and it was, I mean, I got a fire pump, but no way. I just thought, no, we won't fight this. We went to the initially to the pub, broke into the pub, and now a whole bunch of us have moved across to the fire station.
What can you actually see now?
Flame everywhere. Trees exploding, gas tanks exploding, buildings on fire. It's very, very, very serious.
Which buildings can you see on fire, Peter?
Well, I'm sheltering at the moment, so it's a bit hard to see. Across the road from the pub, that shop's on fire. I can't quite see down into the main stretch of town, but there's a lot of flame coming up from there. So I presume, you know, most of the town's going up. There will be multiple houses gone, including mine, I would imagine. It's worst case.
Peter Mitchell, good morning again.
Good morning, John. Nice to meet you again.
How are you travelling?
Travelling reasonably well. As I've said all along, I'm one of the fortunate ones that only lost property. So life's going okay for me, yeah.
Do you want to fill in some of the gaps there? You've just triumphantly shown me something that lifted my spirits.
Yes,
describe
yes.
What you've got on your... on your little camera there.
Yeah, I'll hold it up for the audience to see. Yeah. But, this week we've finally put the roof on my house. So I've got a roof over my head, which on a day like today is good.
Perfect timing.
But I'm currently renting still in the suburbs off the mountain, and I hope to be able to come back very, very soon. Excuse me, I've got a bit of a croaky voice. Once my house is relatively locked up, I'll move up and move up what I got for belongings up there and finish the place off, which I hope we'll have a big housewarming party in mid-May.
Looking forward to it. And how's the journey been? I know when we spoke a couple of times during the course of the last year, there's been up times and down times, but looking back now, how does it seem?
In many ways, it seems like yesterday. In other ways, it seems a long, long time. I'll agree with some statements made that Monday will mark, I hope for me, some sort of a turning point. To have it consigned to the past year will make a big difference for me. Of course, there's been a lot of emotions. I've been helped a lot by friends and family, and I'm not a political animal at all, but I must offer my thanks to Mr. Brumby and, sitting on my right, Christine Nixon, who've just worked so tirelessly, and I've felt that whenever there's been red tape, I've actually felt you guys pushing things through, and I do appreciate that. It's hard for me to say this to a politician.
So, and there's only three of his minders at the back holding sharp pointed objects at him.
But and on top of that, I have really felt the whole of the country in many ways has sort of been supporting people, and it's certainly been good for me. So my journey it's been a very busy one. I've got a big property with a lot of bush, and a lot of it was mountain ash that's died. And some of it had to come down because it's too close, and that's taken a lot of work. But just getting the house underway and just putting every spare moment you've got into getting things going again. I'm trying to work a full-time job as well. So it's been a busy year. I just keep harking back in my memories to those that fared a lot worse than me, and I just feel for them. There's not much you can do.